handful of people in the world, roughly 10% of the population, have something rather particular in common. They've been called artistically gifted and self-reliant, but also untrustworthy and insincere. A lot of mysteries and misconceptions surround this group, actually, which is of special interest to me since, well, I'm a part of it. We're talking about left-handed people. And the man we'll meet next knows a thing or two about the subject. Not only is Rick Smits a lefty himself, but his new book, The Puzzle of Left-Handedness, dives into the history, culture, and science of hand preference.
Throughout history, there was, Western history, I should say, there has always been sort of a negative whiff around left-handedness, but it wasn't taken very far usually. For instance, if you look at the witch hunts of the Middle Ages, left-handedness was never used as a real sign of the devil, for one thing. Now, that's strange, because everything that they could lay their hands on was used to condemn people in those days. The stigma got worse once psychology was invented at the end of the 19th century, and that's when you find these very stern people who really think that we left-handers are really maladjusted and sick and what have you.
Was it Abram Blau who talked about infantile negativism and left-handed people?
Yeah, I think. Oh, he was. He can't have been a fan person.
What did he mean by that infantile negativism?
Well, he thought that children were willfully left-handed just to spite their parents, basically, which is complete bollocks. Try and find left-handers whom you suspect of being left-handed just to spite you. Well, you won't be able to find them. They're just normal, ordinary people.
I know there are places you mentioned in your book, like China, for instance, where they do not discriminate.
The Chinese, they simply don't have the same kind of negative connotations to the left that we have. We have a culture, let's say the Christian culture, Christian-based cultures, are very much oriented towards opposites, black and white, good and bad, left and right. It's all sort of dichotomies that we live by. And the Chinese don't do that and have this, let's say, this more harmonious idea of opposites that are complements to one another to form a harmonic whole, the yin and yang principle. And within that idea, the whole idea of good and bad as things that are, well, with their backs to one another and really each other's enemy, simply doesn't arise.